Heman Ely, and Elyria's early years. Elyria, like many communities of Lorain County, recently celebrated its bicentennial. This milestone gives a wonderful opportunity to take a closer look at the history of the city and the way Lorain County and its townships were developed in the early 1800s. Ohio was divided into various land grants, one of which was the Connecticut Western Reserve, where Lorain County is today. The Connecticut Western Reserve was a portion of land claimed by the colony of Connecticut and later by the state of Connecticut. The reserve had been granted to the colony by King Charles II. Following the Revolutionary War, Connecticut gave up claim to some of its western lands in 1786, but retained a portion south of Lake Erie. The state of Connecticut sold much of this remaining western reserve to developers. In 1796, 35 investors paid a total of $1.2 million for 3 million acres of the Western Reserve. One of those investors was Justin Ely. As the number of individual counties in Ohio grew to the present 88, the land we know as Lorain County went through several changes. A map of Lorain County from 1846 shows 21 townships. Townships were established within each county and given the responsibility of governing that section of the county. Townships were generally 5 or 6 square miles. The first township to be settled was Columbia in 1807. After a 3-month trek from Connecticut, the Bronsons arrived in their new homeland in time to celebrate Christmas. It makes sense that this was the first township settled in the county, as it is the eastern portion of the county. The last township to be settled was Rochester in 1832. This township is the furthest south and west. Elyria Township was first settled in 1817. Elyria became its own city in 1833. Justin Ely of West Springfield, Massachusetts, was a Harvard graduate. He built a prosperous merchant business in West Springfield and used much of his wealth to invest in real estate. Of interest to us in Ohio was his participation in the Connecticut Land Company. The land was divided by drawing lots in 1807, and Justin's portion, along with several other investors, was in Township 6, Range 17 of the Connecticut Western Reserve. He owned about 1/3 of the land that became Elyria Township. Two of Justin's sons operated an international merchant business in New York City, T&H Ely. Heman Ely made periodic trips to Europe to procure goods for the business. As the business began to fail due to an embargo on European goods to the U.S., Justin Ely encouraged his son to engage in real estate with his acreage in Ohio. As Township 6, Range 17 was divided among its owners in 1816, Justin and Heman purchased additional land from the others. They amassed 12,500 acres in all. Heman Ely immediately traveled to Ohio that spring and discovered their land to be right on the river and also containing 2 40-foot waterfalls. When he saw the land that his family owned, Heman immediately realized the importance of the falls on the Black River. The river and the 2 falls not only provided a water supply, but also water power necessary for the operation of a number of businesses. He contracted with Hubbell and Shepherd of Newburg, Ohio, to build dams, a grist mill, a sawmill, and a log cabin near where Broad Street crosses the river today. Back in West Springfield, late in 1816, Heman Ely hired 3 axemen, Roderick Ashley, Edwin Bush, and James Porter, to begin clearing this land. They arrived in January of 1817, having walked the entire 600 miles. Ely's group left Massachusetts on February 20th and arrived in Elyria on March 18th, 1817. They came in 1 covered wagon with 2 horses. They traveled through New York and on the ice of Lake Erie from Buffalo to Erie. Ely was joined by 5 others: Artemus Beebe, Ebenezer Lane, Luther Lane, Annie Snow, and Ned. They arrived in Cleveland on March 16th, the next day to Rocky River, and then on to Elyria, where they crossed the Black River. They lived in a log cabin that had been constructed just for the workers while his house was being built. Ely named the town for himself adding the RIA to make it similar to a place he had visited in France. The first wood-sided house in Illyria was built for Hemant Ely and his new bride, Celia, in 1818. It stood on the corner of what is East Bridge and East Broad today, near where Family Video was. It was two stories tall with a kitchen, which was a novel concept. Fireplaces in every room and a cellar. There was also a barn for animals and a real estate office where Ely sold property to settlers. Artemus Beebe, who had accompanied Ely from Massachusetts, was a carpenter, woodworker, and joiner. He originally planned to stay just a year or two. However, he stayed in the new settlement for the rest of his life and saw its progress from the pioneer settlement into a bustling, busy village. Ely paid him $1 a day for the first year and bought his tools. Beebe formed a partnership with George Douglas to build a tavern. They paid $32 to Ely for the lot across the street from his house. The two-story Beebe Tavern was built at the intersection of East Bridge and East Broad in 1820. It offered food and a place to stay for anyone passing through and was a gathering spot for those in town. Beebe had a 6-passenger stagecoach, which he had purchased for $479. The stagecoach left Cleveland at 6 a.m. It was pulled by 4 horses, and the driver sat outside no matter the weather. A ride on the stagecoach cost $5 from Cleveland to Lower Sandusky, but only $1 if you were getting off before then. It also delivered mail to the tavern for the locals to stop and pick up. Beebe's mail bag is currently on display at the Lorain County History Center in Illyria. Business was good for Beebe, and in 1848 he built a large and beautiful hotel called Beebe House on the corner of Court and Broad Street, where Huntington is today. The hotel had 4 floors, several large parlors, and a dining hall that served fancy meals. It was a temperance hotel, and the Oddfellows Lodge met there. As more families moved to Illyria, a school became necessary. The first school was built in 1818 as a log cabin. This structure was also used as the Presbyterian Church until the new church building was completed. School was later held in a building on the corner of Middle Avenue and Broad Street in what was called the Session House until the Yellow Schoolhouse was built in 1827. This building stood where the town hall is today and eventually moved to Middle Avenue and was used as an elementary school by the Catholic Church. Hemant Ely built a private high school near the town square. This was the first high school west of the Allegheny Mountains and was known as a high-quality educational institution. Shortly after the new Union School was organized in 1850, the private high school was closed. The Union Building at Middle Avenue and 6th Street is where Illyria High School can be found today. In 1822, when Lorain County was first organized, Hemant Ely offered land and money construct a county courthouse if Illyria would be named the county seat. The state legislature approved, and a small courthouse was quickly constructed on the square. That building was replaced in 1828 and again in 1881 by the courthouse that still stands along Ely Square. Unfortunately, the dome that once graced the top of the courthouse was damaged in a storm and removed in the 1940s. Much of the remaining exterior of this important building has been preserved, although the interior spaces are heavily altered. Thankfully, it is still standing. After Hemant Ely's death, Hemant Jr. remodeled the wood frame house in 1852. He lived there until he passed away in 1891. Charles Arthur Ely then occupied the house. In the 1940s, it became part of an auto parts store. It was razed in 1960. The legacy of Hemant Ely and the Ely family is woven throughout the establishment of Lorain County, with Illyria as its seat of power. From city planning to the establishment of many beloved public institutions, Illyria begins with Ely.